As I walked forth to take the air one morning in the spring, and for to view the lilies fair, and to hear the small birds sing, near to a pleasant silent shade, as near as I could guess, I heard a fair and comely maid her mind she did express. O cruel and unconstant love, unfaithful and unkind, yet I did never loyal prove, thou didst it ever find. How canst thou then so cruel be, to leave me in despair, since I have been so true to thee? O turn to me, my dear. She rent her robes and ornaments, and mournfully she said, in heart and soul I do lament a poor and harmless maid. You pretty birds that hear my words, for little do you know, whilst I relate my heart will break with bitter grief and woe. Didst thou not solemnly protest thou wouldst be ever kind, and with thy love I should be blessed, but now I can't it find. For now I see thou'rt fled from me, my heart suppressed with care. In tears she burst out bitterly, and tore her golden hair. O cruel death, be not unkind, but ease me of those pains. My breath to thee I do resign, to shake off these my chains. For he is gone who was indeed the comfort of my life, for whom my very heart doth bleed. O death, come end the strife. She smote upon her ivory breast the fountains of her eyes, with tears true sorrow did express, her sighs did pierce the skies. Oh, that I could but see his face, I willingly could die, and change with him one kind embrace in right solemnity. No sooner had she thus declared the subject of her mind, but her true love did straight appear, who had his heart enjoined, who said, I'll ever constant be, since thou dost loyal prove. I love none in the world but thee, thou art my turtle dove. I did withdraw myself a while, love's fancies for to try, but now thou shalt enjoy true smiles, with thee I live and die. And here's my hand with all my heart, believe me this is true, till death doth come we'll never part, whatever doth ensue. I'll range the world from side to side, for to express thy fame. With jewels I will deck my bride, and raise thy glorious name. Had I 10,000 pounds and more, thou shouldst enjoy it all. I set by thee such mighty store, thy beauty I extol. Then let us cast all grief aside, that joys may so abound. Thou art indeed my only bride, with bliss thou shalt be crowned. And then they joined hand in hand, and kindly did embrace, as plainly I did understand, and did avoid. hide the place.